Jesse Allen here for the American Ag Network. Catching up now with Mike Dufault with Channel Seeds. Mike, great to catch up with you here at the Big Iron Farm Show. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great. What a crowd. You can certainly tell that we got a little rain yesterday. We really got a nice sunny day, and, you know, COVID's bringing the people out. People want to be out and be doing things.
Definitely. They want to be out, and they want to see the latest and greatest from all the various companies here at Big Iron. Well, Mike, let's talk a little bit about channel. Let's talk harvest first. And obviously, we're getting to that crucial time period, maybe some early harvest already going on, depending on where you're at. But talk about just some of the latest you're hearing here as we head into that critical harvest time and maybe some things that guys and gals need to remember in the field.
Yeah, first off, I've been seeing a little bit of soybeans coming off in the early maturities and finding out that there's maybe a little more yield than we were expecting in some really dry areas. Pretty excited about that. It looks, though, like judging off of some of the plots we've taken off, maybe some of the later maturities got stung a little more on that end. Also really want to be cognizant about what's going on in the cornfield right now, going out and checking out some stock integrity and shank integrity is going to be really important for harvest. Knowing how that changes from field to field is going to help you judge which hybrids need to come off first so we're not losing ears to the ground.
You know, and that's a big thing, a very key thing. With all the dry weather we had, we don't want to be combining corn off the ground. I mean, that's something you just don't want to get stuck with. And obviously, we've had plenty of tip back and stock quality issues here just with all that heat and stress.
Yeah, you know, we've seen this back in 2012. We got some hot weather and a couple of windy days, and a lot of people lost, you know, 20 to 30 bushel in a day. So understanding where we're at and maybe getting some of those suspect fields in the bin before the wind gets them is going to be really important this fall.
Well, obviously, we have fall harvest in front of us, but we got to think about 2022. Let's talk about some of the products you're excited about going into next year. I know ExtendFlex is one of them.
Yeah, our soybean lineup is changing, and it's changing quickly. We've adopted the ExtendFlex system across the area now, and we're starting to see some really good varieties come out of that. And, of course, it gives us the flexibility to get out there and spray some tough-to-kill weeds with a different mode of action and extremely good safety as far as sprayability goes.
What are some other products you're excited about going into next year?
We've certainly got a couple of new products throughout our lineup, but really looking at the new 189-64 and the new 93-day that we've got out. Those two products, corn is really changing quickly, and the agronomics behind them and the yield that it's bringing, starting to bring some of these earlier day products into the forefront for yield. I really encourage everyone to take a look at some of the data we've got coming off this fall. Should be pretty exciting.
Well, Mike, if producers want to learn more, I'm sure they can contact their local Channel Seedsman or go online, can't they?
Absolutely. We channel.com should be able to see whatever you need. Take a look and get a hold of us. We'd sure like to visit with you.
Well, I appreciate the time here at the Big Iron Farm Show, Mike. Thanks for telling us more about Channel Seeds. We appreciate it.
Thank you.